Hello, all. This is, in fact, Point of Order, a sports talk radio show. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan.
And Linda Peralta's here. Where is she?
She's coming.
She's coming in.
I was running a little late. This show is always at 11 on Sunday.
Yeah, it's always 11 on Sunday, so we are here doing our thing.
I'm here.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Have we made it?
Steve is not here. He is using our corporate account to travel. He's in Iceland.
He is, in fact, in Iceland, which is...
Which really is...
I don't understand.
Really is a great home country.
It's a great... Yeah, he is, in fact, a Norseman of Irish descent.
This table
is not smaller. I think maybe you've gotten smaller over the week.
Maybe.
So,
I'll put my pants back on.
So here's what we're going to start with today. I want to talk about... Go ahead.
No, I mean, I got the new sweater.
I know. He found this great Manchester United sweater in a thrift store for $8. I mean, you can't beat that. Though I think I've seen that at TJ Maxx for $7.50.
Yeah,
I think I might have seen that earlier in the day.
Did you ever tell you about when my father negotiated the 99-cent store for the T-shirt?
I remember the $8 meat boots.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody wants to talk about meat boots,
My first pair of Timberlands, well, they weren't exactly Timberlands, let's be honest, came from Western Beef.
They were Redwoods.
Yeah, there was a guy who used to sell shoes on the side of Western Beef, and that's where I got my first pair of
$8. I think I was with you.
$8.
Was I with you?
Can't beat that. I don't know.
Anything's possible. So one of the things we wanted to start off with was what we were thankful for.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for right now. Hold on.
Yeah, baby.
I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot on the show today, so we're gonna just have the music flow in.
Yeah.
You know, when you wanna start at 11,
last
but you can't.
See a motherfucking bad guy like this again, man.
So I am thankful for Money Clothes Hoes.
Money Clothes Hoes.
All the time. Gangsta Gibbs.
Money Clothes Hoes.
So what I was going to say, before this all goes haywire, which it seems to already have, the New York Knicks, last night, down by 30 in the first quarter, come back, lose by 5, win a thrilling game the night before against the Hornets, who they had a home-and-home with. Carmelo Anthony, 35-13. Beautiful.
You know what the worst part of that game was? I kept hearing in my head, what do you want from this guy, Jay? What do you want from this guy? What more do you want from this guy? I can't enjoy Carmelo Anthony anymore without hearing your voice in my head.
That's right. And you know why you can't? Because he's the best.
What do you want from this guy?
What do you want him to do? What do you want Carmelo Anthony to do? 35-13. Has a poor night last night, but I knew that was going to happen. He can't play back-to-backs and he can't play home-and-homes. That's not new. That's his entire career, and that's okay. Porzingis let us down last night.
Porzingis let us down.
Yeah. A lot of terrible shots in the first quarter. I mean, just what are you? You can't do it all. You can't do it all. And Justin Holiday forgot how to play basketball for one night.
Yeah.
And that happens. That's okay.
He's been plus plus.
He's been plus plus. He's so good. Thank you to the Chicago Bulls, who are. I don't even know what the Chicago Bulls record is. Linda, can you look that up? I know you're getting situated still.
She's still thrown off by the size of the table.
No, I'm actually just watching Arsenal play.
Okay, that's fine, but can you get us the record of the Chicago Bulls? You don't have a paper today.
I don't. Somebody stole it off the stoop.
Somebody stole the papers off the stoop.
Sorry about that. That was me.
This is a problem. We're having problems today.
And I'm drinking tea today, in case anybody wants to know.
That's ridiculous.
I'm switching from coffee for a little while.
Why?
I don't know.
Tea's good.
I love tea. I'm trying a new thing.
I hate tea.
I also have no money.
Well, I mean, that's okay. I drink your tea.
Yeah.
I drink your tea. I don't drink the tea from the bodega. That's blasphemy.
This is home tea.
But in a bodega cup.
Whatever Sarah buys.
Is your home a bodega?
Yeah. Have you seen my bedroom?
I've been in your bed.
So the Knicks. So I was thinking about this.
So you were saying the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah.
What's their record?
10-6.
10-6. Okay.
Okay, so not really missing them.
No.
So I've reached this point with the Knicks where I'm falling in love, regrettably.
Yeah.
Because... And anybody knows, I've said they were going to win. I think my prediction was 38 games.
Yeah.
Remember, it had nothing to do with talent. It had to do with injury. So far, they're staying healthy. And aside from Noah being out with colds, which I think is one of the strangest
things. Yeah, he had a little illness. Gotta have a little illness occasionally.
Well, I don't know. Steve's one time, we were talking, and somebody said, oh, he's out with an illness. And Steve goes, yeah, he's sick.
Well, yeah, he's got to be.
Steve delivered that insight.
That's where he is right now. He's getting Icelandic medical training.
That was Joe last week when I said he was out with.
Oh, yeah, that was
you. It was me. Steve's practicing his new career as the Aurora listening. Borealis.
Yeah. Big news about.
Oh, yeah. So Steve will no longer.
Member of Point of Order.
Well, I don't know if he's going to do the show up until he leaves.
He said he would.
Okay, so he's going to do the show up until he leaves, whenever that is, the end of December, early January. December, yeah. Okay, so Steve is moving to Seattle with his lady, Supreet, and we wish them well, and we wish them good luck and good health. Supreet got a job over there in Seattle, so Steve is packing his life, moving with his wife.
Yeah.
So get out of here.
He's taking his one suitcase.
There may be a replacement. We haven't discussed that just yet.
We have not had any internal discussions.
We have not had any internal discussions just yet.
Or any external discussions either.
But much like Trump, we have to, you know, appoint new members to our cabinet.
Perhaps.
And they're going to be real doozies.
Yeah.
Bigly.
Yeah.
Bigly members.
You're a puppet.
Nasty woman.
So the Knicks, I'm falling in love, and the problem is, are they going to break my heart?
Well, I mean, they're not going to do well in the playoffs. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean, we're saying the playoffs are a foregone conclusion. They're going to make the playoffs.
I would, yeah, in the East right now. Where are they in the East, Lynn? Come on. This is what you do here. This is what you do. Who gives a fuck about Arsenal? They're beating Bournemouth. Let's go.
God, I got to get here on time. You look.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody's off.
Jeez.
So.
Oh, let me count down because the statistician can't even do that.
I know.
What are you doing?
They're seventh.
They're seventh?
Seventh.
The Knicks are seventh?
Seventh.
I'm not mad at
that's
that.
That's a place before eighth.
That's a place before eighth, and that gets you a playoff spot at the moment.
Yeah, but everybody's so bunched up. Look, Boston's 9-7. Boston's not going to stay 9-7.
No.
They're going to,
Yeah. Well, Al Horford's been hurt.
Yeah.
So, and who's first in these? The Cavs, right? What are they, 13-2?
12-2.
12-2?
Toronto's behind with 10-6.
Okay, I'm not sold on Toronto. I never will be.
I tell you, that Golden State Warriors team's putting it together.
Okay.
They're all tied. Toronto, Atlanta, and Chicago.
Not sold on them either. That's fine. Yeah. Where are the Spurs? The third or fourth?
They are third.
Okay, what's their record?
They're 14-3. Clippers are 14-3. Golden State is 15-2.
The West is very good. Hey, a statistician gets a stat update. Yeah, what was that?
It's old.
It's old news?
It's old news. Mike Piazza just retired.
Yeah, there you go.
Arsenal has officially won.
Okay, good.
What are we loving about the Knicks right now? Let's drill down on it. What are we loving?
What am I loving?
We're loving the pace.
I'm loving the coaching.
Yeah.
I'm loving all of the coaching.
This guy, timeouts. He knows how to use his timeouts.
He knows how to use his timeouts, and he knows rotations. Mm. It's not just going to Carmelo Anthony. Remember, if you remember last year, Carmelo Anthony would take 27, 28 shots a game. He's taking 17 to 20 shots a game now.
I mean, in his career, he did that.
Though. Yeah.
That's always been him.
But now he's got facilitators,
right.
People that can work around him. And I think Derrick Rose, who is just showing flashes of that 2009, 2010 Derrick Rose, or 2010, 2011 Derrick Rose, which is just, God, it's so good. I've not seen a Knicks point guard do this in my lifetime. So it's pretty impressive to see where we've come from, you know, the end of Steve Francis and Stephon Marbury's illustrious shoe deal.
Well,
you know,
I had those.
Yesterday he was 18-8-8.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you want from this guy?
Who else do you want from a person like that?
I think that
the bench Knicks, failed them yesterday.
The Knicks have started playing better basketball, and I've said this from day one, when they facilitate through Porzingis.
When they have less than 10 turnovers, their record's unbelievable. I think their record's like 7-1 when they have less than 10 turnovers.
Well, we'd ask her to look it up. But
yeah, but I mean, she's union. Yeah, it's Teamsters today. She's on a break.
I'm here now.
One of those 5-minute Teamster breaks for 6 hours. So, also, the fact that I think you're letting Porzingis be. You're letting him do what he needs to do. You're not limiting him like that dumb onion head son of a bitch that's sitting on the bench.
So one thing that I am worried about is, though, Hornacek has let him play some games the entire first and second quarter. And then he disappears a little bit for the third quarter.
Yeah.
Sparingly use him a little bit. You know, big.
I think the reason why he's doing this is that he doesn't have a lot of miles on his legs yet.
Yep.
And he's still young enough where, you know, if he has a bad couple of games, then you can see Hornacek sit him for a game.
Sure.
You know, because, hey, I'm wrong. I'm starting to be wrong about Kyle O'Quinn. Man's putting up the minutes, giving you the hard minutes. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm starting to be wrong, and I don't like being wrong, especially about the Knicks, who I'm usually
and
right
for
about.
For a man who is wrong so often, it's hard not to be used
it's,
to it.
It's,
by now.
It's difficult. It's difficult. But
Kyle O'Quinn, he's putting in work.
He is putting in work. Kuzminskis is great.
Mendingus?
Yeah, Menzisius Kuminskis, whatever his name is, he's fucking. He can come off the bit. Willie Hernan Gomez, man.
Yeah, we saw that.
Whoa,
coming, though, right? We were excited
for
that. Yeah.
He is really, really good at a really young age.
Are the Knicks playing the triangle offense?
No.
Because, you know, it's amazing that you know, he's brought here for this and that. But because now, you said, they've loosened the reins, they're just playing good basketball.
There are moments of the triangle offense. But for the most part, I think they're playing a great ISO game.
Yeah.
They're using the pick and roll a lot more. A lot more. And it works now that you have so many bigs to work with. Derrick Rose and Justin Holiday, who are the facilitators of the pick and roll. I mean, Porzingis can do it all. That's why he's so dangerous on the pick and roll, because you don't know if he's going to get the ball back and drive, if he's going to take the step back, if he can
shoot a three.
Yeah. He developed a spin move. He developed a hook. I mean, it is so amazing to see what this young kid is doing. And I'm so glad I'm getting him at 27, 28, like my age. I'm 28. I got him at 27. I'm going to see his whole career.
He's 20. What do you mean?
No, I got him last year.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going to see this whole guy's career and fully understand it. And barring injury.
Yep.
That's me knocking on wood. Barring injury, I mean, you really got something here.
Well, and you know, this is not necessarily related to his basketball play, but he's a New York guy. He wants to be a New York.
His English is so
great.
I was
really shocked at that.
Oh, my God. It's like he's from Queens.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Chris from Queens calling in. First time caller, long time listener.
Hello.
Hello.
And he thrives in the spotlight. He's not afraid of the big moment. And the MVP chants have been raining down at the Garden. Look, he was your dark horse for MVP.
I said top three. He'll be there. So, I think I really do believe.
If he keeps this up,
it's hard to make a case against him. But I mean, we all see what Russell Westbrook's doing. There's some just insane shit happening right now with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have turned it around. They've turned it around. And Victor Oladipo, perfect piece, perfect swing man.
I
knew
that
was going to happen. He doesn't fit for this team, though.
Yeah, no, but
I mean, for us, that would be too many scorers.
Yep.
You need up-tempo, and that's what Courtney Lee brings. It brings a little more of the up-tempo game, which is...
You enjoying Courtney Lee so far?
It's a mixed bag. It's what you're going to get out of him. Same thing with Brandon Jennings. The last night, he played well.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him calling out the team. And the three-game win streak is because Brandon Jennings called this out. And I really believe that that's an important piece that they were missing. Because Melo, like you said, Melo's not going to be the one to call people out. But that doesn't make him any less of a leader. He's going to play harder. He's an internal guy.
Yeah, it's at least by example. But he's not going to pull the locker room together and get in your ass.
Or if he does, you won't hear about it. Mm. I mean, I feel like he's one of those guys, too, that really keeps everything quiet. He does his best to keep everything in the locker room all together at once.
Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony have a Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, with Dwayne Wade in a blouse.
Yeah,
did you see his blouse? Yeah.
Well, Dwayne Wade went to Thanksgiving and then was airlifted by helicopter.
To the game?
Back to the game.
That's pretty cool. Come on. I mean, I'm glad that...
I love Dwayne Wade.
I'm glad that they're friends, and I'm glad that they can all hang out with each other. I remember I was watching the game. I think it was... Friday's game, where Clyde was talking to Mike Breen about how he would never fraternize with players off the court. He said something to the effect of, "I even hated Earl the Pearl."
Wow.
Like I didn't really like Earl the Pearl. He goes, "Mike, I was really the first one to be alone in the off season." He bought an island, Fiji, I think, near Fiji somewhere, and after every season of announcing and when he was playing, he goes to this island, no phone, no internet, none of that, And he sits there and meditates and grows vegetables and swims and works out. That's what he does.
He doesn't have a cell phone now. That doesn't shock me.
I mean, I feel like if he does have a cell phone, it's got a pretty sweet case.
It's a flip phone.
It's a flip phone. It's a flip phone in a tuxedo.
Or like a Nokia.
Anything's possible with Clyde, who, speaking of great announcers, Gary's back.
Yeah.
Whew, that was worrisome.
Yeah.
That was a little bit worrisome.
Well, what were you worried about?
That he wasn't going to get the dough that he wanted.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? They were trying to lowball him. You see the first offer they gave him?
The voice.
He is the voice. He's the only announcer in SNY history. Don't people realize that? You can't let the first go. Come on. See, I honestly, though, I would get rid of Ron Darling.
I don't understand why you don't like Ron Darling. Oh, man. He's so boring.
He's sleepy Hawaiian, man.
He gives you a lot of that, but...
You know, in the middle of Keith's cocaine stories and Gary trying to call the game, you know, you get Ron Darling, well, you know, this guy is a sidearm pitcher. When he pitches sidearm, this is ERA over 6.
Yeah, but when Keith is having his convulsions,
Gary
sometimes goes off on his.
Yeah, Gary can go off. You know? I mean, there were the lean years in, you know, from 2009 to 2013. I don't even remember the games. I just remember them talking.
Oh, agreed. Yep.
They were just some of the best conversations I've ever heard, mostly about the old days and how Keith used to smoke cigarettes in the dugout and Javier at gate D, you know?
And is what Tootsie Poppy was eating
Tootsie
that day.
Tootsie Poppy was – I mean, yeah. Keith remembers every at-bat he ever took.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
He can remember every at-bat he ever took. Ron Darling can't remember games he was in. This guy remembers every at-bat he ever took. It's pretty fucking wild. So welcome back, Gary, because if Gary wasn't there, I don't know what I was going to... I have to listen to the Mets on the radio while watching the TV.
I don't mind the radio broadcast, but...
I love Howie.
Howie's great.
But you need Gary.
You're going to turn into one of those guys in our later years with the headphones in the stadium.
No, I'm not.
You know?
No,
I was actually surprised the first time we went to a game that he didn't listen to the game.
With the headphones?
While I was there?
Yeah.
Headphones with
what?
The antenna.
What am I going to do, bring a clear bag with the Newsday and an apple?
I kind of thought that's how you were.
No. I'm an insane person, but I'm not...
You're normally insane.
I'm not mentally ill.
I was mentally prepared for that to have occurred.
I understand, and it still can happen. If the Mets win the World Series and my mind breaks and I have a nervous breakdown, you might see me there with an old New York Times from the day that we won the World Series, just reading it over and over and over again.
You have a great poem, if I can mention this.
Oh, would you like to... You're going to read my poem on the air?
No, I'm not going to read it, but you had given me a book of your poetry as a gift 1 year. And it's very nice. And
Dave has one
time
too.
To time.
You guys have.
And all right, thank you. I mean, my gift means nothing. Fuck me, right? So you're a puppet. So the poem, it's one of your kind of esoteric walks through.
Oh,
life.
I'm sure it's where the last thing is the Mets win the World Series and I die.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, okay. You die before the Mets.
I die before the Mets win the World Series, never getting to see the Mets win the World
Series.
You
die, and then the phone rings, and it was 11:38. The Mets had just won the World Series.
Oh.
That was it. That's how it ends.
That's it, and that's what's going to happen to me. Something's going to happen. The night the Mets are in the World Series, I'll probably be drunk out of my mind, and I'll get mugged or hit over the head with a cock or something like that, and I'll be laying on the...
He said cock like 7 times.
Well...
Morning.
I'll be laying on the street dead, cocks all around me.
You're a cocksman.
You're a cocksman. You're a puppet.
So this offseason, Healy and I were talking about this yesterday. There's this headline, Blockbuster Trade. Gene Segura is now a blockbuster move?
I'll tell you why. I wasn't going to talk about it being a blockbuster. It's a pretty big deal to the Diamondbacks. Taijuan Walker, in the American League, he got shelled. This kid's got stuff, though. And behind that rotation, if...
Cranky stays?
No, the kid after him.
Miller?
Who got, if Shelby Miller can rebound and you have Cranky, Miller, and Walker... Hey, it really could work because Taijuan Walker, he was 10-11 with an ERA of 4.40.
If only we had a statistician.
What was Taijuan Walker? Mariners. I know he had an under 500 record, but I don't think he was as bad as people made him out to be. And I think Gene Segura is a piece of shit.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He
had a good year last year. I'll give him that. His numbers were good last year. I don't know.
Before Asdrubal Cabrera came along, I was campaigning for Gene Segura.
Yeah, I do remember.
But you could have gotten him for nothing. You really could have gotten him for John Neese at that point, I think.
Well, John Boy.
John Boy.
His grandmother, rest in peace.
She died?
Again.
Again?
So, Taiwan Walker.
Can somebody read him? How hard is this?
2.22 ERA.
Okay.
What was it?
Last year he was 8-11 with a 4.22 ERA.
I don't have a problem with that. In the American League?
Not bad.
In that ballpark?
Not bad.
Career, he has 4.18. 22-22.
Not a problem. I think that's a very good 3-4 starter for them.
I don't think he's always been a Mariner. Was he drafted by the Mariners?
Yes.
Can you see that?
He was a Mariner. He was always a Mariner.
Well, go to Wikipedia. That's where the stuff comes from.
They have another kid, the Diamondbacks, who you
he
now...
He was always a Mariner.
He was always a Mariner, yeah. Who you believe is a bum, who I believe is going to have a comeback, Robert Ray.
Oh, yeah.
I think Robbie Ray. I think he's going to have a comeback. You have a comeback year. I don't think he's that much.
You have to be good to have a comeback.
Well, he's only been in the league 2 years.
Yeah, he stinks.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see how Robbie Ray does.
But nothing really big coming. You know, I watched the 30 for 30 on, I don't know, it was about the A-Rod going to the Yankees. Have you ever seen that one?
I don't know.
He met with the Red Sox and he said, okay, restructure my deal. I want to be a Red Sox. They restructured it. They sent it to the league. It was all but done. The players' union vetoed his deal to the Red Sox, and that's when Aaron Boone got hurt and the Yankees swooped in. I had no idea how close A-Rod was to being a Red Sox and how much he wanted to be a Red Sox.
Really?
Think about how that shifts the landscape of the AL East.
They would have won multiple championships.
Yeah. A-Rod, Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez.
Varitek.
Bill Miller. You remember him?
Wasn't Kevin Miller?
Kevin Millar.
Who's Bill Miller?
First baseman.
Bill Miller?
Bill. Hi, Bill.
Mueller. It's spelled Mueller, but it's Miller. Okay.
M-U-E, yes.
Yeah. Varitek. Who else was on that
Trot
team?
Trot Nixon. Johnny Damon.
Pedro. Yep. Yeah, that would have been a mean old organization.
A deal in place.
And Nomar.
They had a deal in place.
Nomar would have been a Yankee?
They were trading Nomar to the White Sox for Maglio Ordóñez because they were also trading Manny Ramirez.
Boy, nothing, no name says loser to me. Like Maglio Ordóñez. Look up Maglio Ordóñez's stats,
this
please.
This man was a beast.
He was not a great hitter.
Anybody have a tissue by any chance?
No, I don't believe in them. If he hit .265, I'll eat my hat.
Maglio.
Ordóñez. As in Ray, not Ray.
He was my favorite Met growing up.
Ray?
Yeah, Ray Ordóñez.
Maglio Ordóñez was my favorite Met growing up. All right, so while Linda's looking for Maglio Ordóñez.
309.
Career hitter?
309 hitter.
He's a career 309 hitter?
294 home runs.
Such a nasty man.
How many years? How many years do you have 294 home runs?
15.
So that's what? 15. That's 16 a year. Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
All right. Yeah. And he's a World Series champion.
Yeah, so?
Isn't that amazing?
He was a good hitter. He's probably a steroids guy, but I mean, you know, there.
How many hits did he have? Did he have over 2,000?
Oh, no doubt. If he hit 309...
If he hit 309 and doesn't have over 2,000, he's a bum.
2,156.
Okay. Not a bum.
Yeah.
Not mind-blowing. He was always supposed to be like a power hitter, Maglio Ordóñez.
He's a good hitter.
Okay. That's good. Fine.
Mets ain't going to do nothing this offseason, I hate to tell you.
Well, they're not going to do anything except re-sign Cespedes.
I doubt it.
You don't think they're going to re-sign Cespedes? Where do you think he's going? What do you think?
If I had to guess, he's going to the American League.
Where?
Well, hold on a second. I'm making this more dramatic for our four listeners.
You think the Yankees are stonewalling?
No, I really don't think they want him. That doesn't mean they're not going to get him.
Right.
But I think he's a fit again in Boston. We'll see.
I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, that would make sense with Ortiz out.
Another spot that's going to make sense is Toronto.
Yeah,
but I don't think he wants to be there.
He ain't going to Toronto.
I don't think he wants to be there, especially with that AstroTurf. He don't want to rip his legs
He's
up.
He's a big market guy, too.
Yeah.
I think he.
Toronto's become a big market team again, in a small market.
Yeah,
we go big market, small market.
No,
team.
But you know what? Like the idea of playing in Canada. Where's he going to ride his horse?
That's true.
You know,
I mean, he could be a Mountie.
These are the important things.
He could be a Mountie.
Always gets his man, Ruben. If you're listening, you'll appreciate that.
How about the Dodgers?
Dodgers are an interesting choice. They obviously always have the money.
Well, they just and they just lost Reddick to the Strohs.
Yeah, I'm not a big guy, Reddick guy.
No, 275 career hitter.
For me.
Okay, that's fine.
Strikeout machine.
I do think that the Astros
they're real.
They're real. That McCann trade, very good for them. Josh Reddick, great signing.
Great pitching.
Yeah.
Great pitching.
I mean, I don't really believe in McCullers.
I like McCullers.
I don't believe in McCullers.
I do like him.
I think their rotation's pretty hefty. But I don't believe in McCullers. I want to get to a little little rant before we do our top five quarterbacks of all time. And calls are welcome on this, 718-928-9732. The calls are welcome on the rant, too. I know my father's probably going to call if he's alive. So,
is that questionable?
It's questionable. So here's what. Here's what. The New York Jets are playing the New England Patriots today. And while that's a loss no matter what, I would like to see Bryce Petty start. But no. No, no, no. Old Bowles. Old Bowlesy, Bowlesy, Bowles. Says Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to start because he gives us the best chance to win. And I know what he does, and I don't give jobs away. Oh, I got a job I like to give away, Bowles.
Yeah.
I got a big old job I like to give away. The head coach of my fucking football team. How do you do this to us? I mean, you seemed okay last year. Now you're mentally incompetent. You have no idea how to use a clock. You still haven't learned that. You have no idea how to manage injury. You still haven't learned that. Your patchwork offensive line. You went and got Ryan Clady, who what I thought was going to be a great trade pickup. He hasn't worked. He's totally done. He's gone. Nick Mangold, you got to think about replacing him. And you don't. You tell me that if Bryce Petty starts, he's going to lose the locker room. You're 3-7. What locker room is there to lose?
But hold on, because first of all,
the janitor doesn't want to go in the locker room right now.
First of all, Bowles has always been this clueless.
No, no. No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Wait a minute. He was 4-1 as the interim coach for Miami, and they weren't a good team. Let's hold
as
on.
As a Jets coach.
Going
into this season, I asked
I said
you
he's
got to
fix
said,
the clock.
Are you excited? Oh, he's great. A disciplinarian guy. They're not disciplined.
Well, I just don't think they want to play for him anymore. And that's the key. If you lose your team after 2 years, you got to go.
But hold on. You're arguing against Bowles because you're saying he doesn't want to lose the locker room. That's right.
He doesn't want Petty to be ridiculed.
Right.
Who cares?
But your star wide receiver has come out numerous times saying, Fitzpatrick's my quarterback. I only want
Fitzpatrick. What do you want the guy to do?
You can't have both ways, though. Can't have both ways.
But that's not my coach.
He's creative, but your coach.
This is the Terry Collins syndrome. Listening to players.
Exactly. But what locker room? There is no locker room anymore.
No.
When your star wide receiver says it's Fitzpatrick or bust, that's kind of the way it goes.
But it's not. It's not Fitzpatrick or bust. And you're the head coach. You have to realize something. You make the decisions. I know you're new at this, and I'm be honest with you. New York's too big for him.
Yeah.
New York's way too big for Todd Bowles, and we're starting to see that now. And the guy's a great defensive coordinator. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. If you want to, I know they don't generally fire coaches and demote them back down a defensive coordinator. But if you would like to do that, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. Okay, you have to get rid of Chan Gailey as your offensive coordinator because that guy doesn't know what the fuck's going on anymore. And granted, Chan Gailey hasn't had a lot to work with in terms of Ryan Fitzpatrick. But, he was his head coach in Buffalo, this and that, where he stunk. Fine, whatever. I threw that out. Okay, now Todd Bowles is telling me that Bryce Petty's going to lose the locker room? What are you talking about?
What's their record again?
3-7.
3-7.
We locker room.
You haven't lost the locker room.
I
want to
lock
now.
The locker room. Get changed in the tunnel.
This
is ridiculous.
But we've seen this. I don't
know
what we've seen.
No, this is not same old Jets.
Yes, it
no,
is.
It's not. No,
of
it's not.
It
because
is.
It's not as dysfunctional as. It's what? Nowhere near. No, it's not. It's not as
it's
dysfunctional as Rex Ryan.
It's less dysfunctional.
Much less dysfunctional. I mean, we're not being written about
but
anymore.
But isn't this?
This is just bad football.
Hold on, let me make this comparison before you go off the rails. When Sanchez needed to be pulled,
they didn't.
They didn't pull him.
When Sanchez needed to be reined in,
they didn't.
When Sanchez needed to be disciplined,
same,
no one did
this
it.
This is the same script with different characters.
Yeah, but Fitzpatrick is not Mark Sanchez.
I get that. But acid wash everything. It's a quarterback needs to be pulled. A quarterback needs to be pulled. And again, they're not doing it.
But I will say this. A quarterback needs to be pulled in this situation, yes. If you were pulling Mark Sanchez, you ruined Mark Sanchez with Tim Tebow. That's beyond. But that's fine. But to tell me that Mark Sanchez needed to be pulled in favor of Geno Smith, who had started already. You saw Sanchez get injured, and Geno Smith started and took us to 8-8 and looked awful doing it. Okay?
But sometimes it's not just about, you're not pulling him because he's better.
No,
burnt out Sanchez.
I understand mentally. That. But Fitzpatrick's not burnt out. He's a smart guy. He understands what's going on. He knows he's got Todd Bowles in this organization wrapped around his little finger. Oh, I'm going to go to the special McDonald's. Fuck you, motherfucker. I know where your money is. Your $12 million.
I've never seen... seriously, the Fitzpatrick thing, it pisses me off because I've never seen such a mediocre player get such warmth from a city.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah.
Really?
Come on. When he came back, let me put it in greater context. When he re-signed...
Jeremy Shockey.
When he re-signed, they acted like he was about to take them to the fucking Super Bowl. Mm. That was a little frustrating.
Jason Sehorn. I don't know how many wide receivers can I?
Quarterback is always different. You know that. It's different.
Well, when your star player is considered your wide receiver, you know Prince Amukamara was a bum, what are you talking about? The Giants fans loved him.
No,
he loved him.
Yeah, he was. He had a lot. He had a lot of upside.
None.
Could never stay healthy.
Awful.
He's having a great year
in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's having a great year.
Look, please look up Prince Amukamara's numbers. If he's got more than two interceptions, I'll laugh. I don't think he has more than two interceptions.
If he has more than two interceptions, I'll take my shirt off.
I don't think I think your shirt's staying on. I'll be honest with you.
I am wearing my David Wilson jersey today.
Another hero of the revolution. But what I'm saying about Todd Bowles is it's not just Todd Bowles.
He's going to get fired. He's getting fired.
I don't know that. I don't know that. Because you have an owner that only cares about donating $1 million to Uncle Cheeto and the circus that is our presidency now.
Oh,
and that's fine. How's Prince Amukamara doing, Jay?
He's got zero interceptions.
Yeah. How many tackles?
I don't
can you look that? TKL is tackle, everybody.
Yeah, I don't see it, though.
You don't see it?
Keep talking. I'll find it.
So your owner only cares about one thing, making money, which he's not doing. And I'm sure he hasn't turned a profit from that team in years. In years. Okay? So now remember my plea? Years ago, Wilpon, sell the team. Woody Johnson, die. Don't sell the team. That would be too good. I want you to die. I don't want you to sell the team. I want you dead. I want to go to your funeral, and I want to wear all the bum jerseys that the Santana Mosses, the Curtis Conways, Anthony Becht, all of them. I want to wear all those jerseys. All the guys you made me, Mike Nugent. I want to wear them all at once to your funeral. Mark Brunell, Greg McElroy, I want to wear them all, okay? And I want to spit on your casket. That's what I want to do. Because I hate you so much. I mean, this franchise never been good. We know that. One Super Bowl in 54 years. That's bad. And that's fine. I can live with being losers. But I can't live with being losers for 25 fucking years in a row. Give me one good year. And don't give me a 10-6 and dangle it like it's a golden carrot in front of my face. Don't do that to me. Because while football, I'll be honest with you, it's not the most intelligent game in the world. But it is important and it is interesting and it is fun to watch. And you're taking all the fun out of my fucking Sundays. All of it. Get me a quarterback. Get me a coach. Get me a wide receiver. Get me a tight end. Get me an offensive line. Get me a secondary.
This is like a guy standing in a parking lot going, get me a building.
Yeah.
Get me a deep fryer.
Yeah.
Get me some booze.
Yeah.
Get me some napkins.
Do it.
You got nothing.
Not right now. And if
Prince Amukamara, by the way.
26.
26 tackles.
26 tackles in 11 games? That's nice.
That's very good.
Yeah, two.
That's good.
Two a game is very good.
They're not throwing in his direction. They're afraid.
I know. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick has as many tackles. But I just...
Now let's go... There's a franchise in New York that's on the upswing. I don't know if you've seen this. Giants are looking good. Yeah. Here's the thing. Let's temper it a little bit.
Bears, Browns...
So they're not beating great teams.
No.
But...
Look at the next four after the Browns.
But you have to beat... But
four losses are coming.
You have to beat these teams, though.
Sure.
You have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
We beat the Browns.
Barely.
Yeah. Hey, a win is a win is a win.
We beat them.
Shakespeare.
We beat the Bills.
But, yeah.
How do we do that?
I'm excited to talk about this week's predictions too, because I got there's some honeys this week.
They're seeing Vikings, Packers, Ravens, Rams, Eagles, Bengals, Bears. Then you're seeing the Browns again.
Oh.
These are games. Well,
you're seeing the Browns again. How are you seeing the Browns twice? No.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Steelers, Cowboys, Lions, Eagles.
Yeah. That's not easy.
That's not easy.
No.
There's only one team in the NFL that's beat Dak Prescott.
Yeah?
The Giants.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was his first game, so right. I'm not touting that as a huge victory. But we'll see. It's going to be interesting.
You want to hear a surprise coming out of the AFC this year that I think is going to make noise in the playoffs?
Go ahead.
Tennessee Titans. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, you know.
If they get there. They have a good record, though, don't they? Aren't they like 6-5 or 5-6?
And I never said that Mariota was a bust.
I did.
I know. Well, this is Healy. Every week tells me
I said
he was a bust.
No, I did. But who was right about Bortles?
Yeah, and who's consistently wrong about Bortles is me.
He's awful.
I do think they're going to.
Go ahead.
They're going to beat the Bills today.
Well, talk about the Giants.
Eli's having a hell of a year. He's having a great year. And, look, I know that the statisticians are going to – he's already got his pitchfork up.
Look that up.
Interceptions Eli Manning's and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He's leading the team, and they're winning. They're playing winning football.
Okay, let's be real, though. Your defense is very good.
Defense is very – but yes. You discredited the defense.
I discredited – I did.
They're coming together.
Okay, they needed time.
You needed time.
But I still don't think you're going to get far in the playoffs. I don't think that. I think you can get beat by the Redskins in the wild card game.
No, I'm not worried about the Redskins. I don't know. Redskins, I've always been a Kirk Cousins guy.
I just believe that when you get there, the wild card game, Josh Norman got something special for Odell Beckham Jr.
So who's the bigger piece of shit? Because Josh Norman.
You see what he did against. Dez? You see that?
Yeah. You see what Dez said?
Yeah.
Where I'm from, we unload the whole clip.
Yeah. No, he also said something else. I forget what it was.
The best line of the week, though, was I don't know if it was this week or last week, was Steve Smith. You see what Steve Smith said
about
Talib?
About the, yeah.
They said, what happened between you and Talib? And he said, I don't know. He didn't finish the game. You have to ask him. Ice up, son. Ice up.
Yeah.
No, that's, very good.
I like Steve Smith a lot.
Yeah, he's nasty.
I mean, he was talking about all the youngins. He said, you're not even old enough to be my kids or something like that. Pretty good.
Doesn't make sense. It's great.
It was great.
All right, tell me about Eli this year.
So he has this internet's acting stupid. 17 touchdowns. He has.
They shorten the table and everything goes haywire.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Washington should get their money back. Is what Dez said. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
That's right.
And thanks for listening, Dave. Yeah.
10 interceptions, 5 fumbles. He has a QBR of 62.
Oh, ooh, lighten it up. Doot.
Again, I'm gonna repeat.
Those are stats Bill Cosby shows you before the tee.
63.7 completion percentage.
But this is where I started this by saying the statisticians, the stats are not going to show it. You're a man who sometimes throws numbers out the window.
Sure.
You don't want to hear about numbers.
Not in baseball.
In baseball, I don't.
Which makes the least amount of sense.
It's the longest season. It's the longest season. Look at Alejandro D'Aza. 225 does not look good. But look at what he did off the bench.
Well, he had 1.5 good, an amazing month and a half.
Yeah.
But Eli, look, he's having a good year. I know the numbers are not there.
Football is all stats to me. Football is nothing.
That's not true. You can't say that. We've had this argument 1,000 times about stats in football. I know what it says, but I'm not. Come on, rings. You don't even think rings matter.
Rings. I don't think of rings as a stat. I'm talking about the numbers. No, your yards.
How can you tell me rings are not a stat?
Well, people aren't. Okay, so we do a top 10 list generally every week since nothing's happening. So. We've decided to shorten it. We're going to do a top 5 QBs list, quarterbacks, for those of you listening for the first time or those of you just coming out of a coma that don't know what the two letters QB means. So top 5 quarterbacks of all time, in our opinion. You can call in. I'm putting the phone thing up in case you want to call in and disagree with us because I know you're all going to nut over a certain guy, and you're all wrong. You're number 5, sir.
You start.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees is my 5th greatest quarterback of all time. That you're talking about carrying a city on your shoulders. You're talking about being hated by the first team you played for, San Diego. They didn't want to give you the money because they didn't think you were worth it. You're 5'2". You throw over everybody. You come 5,000 yards, book it every year. 30 touchdowns, book it every year. One of the best QBRs in football. Drew Brees is my number 5, and I also think he looks good in that uniform.
And I think that's, we could end the show now.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a better line than that. Number five for me, I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He might be higher on your list, or he may not even be on your list. You talk about year after year, stud performance is Aaron Rodgers. Consistently going to give you the touchdown numbers. And what I love about Aaron Rodgers is that he can find anyone, and he can also move. So I love the mobile quarterback of Aaron Rodgers. I think that's another threat to his game, and I think he goes down as one of the top five.
People who know me know I'm a rabid Jets fan, clearly by that that take I gave you before. My number four is Dan Marino. Dan Marino maybe had the best arm I've ever seen in my entire life. And I saw him at the end. I saw him at the very end when he wasn't even that great. But you go back and watch Dan Marino, and I mean, he made nobody's famous. And he did it all under the tutelage of the great Shula. And Marino's spiral might be the best spiral of all time. Granted, no championships. Got you there once. Got destroyed by the Niners. And I hate Marino as a person. I hate him as an announcer. I hate him as a talking head. But how could you deny the greatness of Dan Marino? You just can't.
So I'm with you. Number four. We have the same one. Yeah. Number four. I actually met Dan Marino. He's actually a very nice guy.
Mm.
But that's not what I hear, generally.
Yeah. He diddled an intern.
So did Bill Clinton. And if we had an intern, so would you.
Well, Linda's sort of an intern.
That's true.
We don't pay her.
Look up the stats on
look up the stats on how many interns I've diddled.
Yeah, okay, so I'm with you on number four.
Okay.
This starts to get nitty-gritty.
Yes, it does. My number three is Steve Young.
Oh, you're going to hate mine.
Steve Young, I don't understand. Joe Montana's right there. Joe Montana, he's not my top five, though. That's funny that I say that. Steve Young and Terrell Owens might be the greatest wide receiver quarterback combo of all time. Steve Young was mobile. He could move in the pocket. He could be a pocket quarterback. He could throw the deep ball. He could throw the screen. And those years in San Francisco, I know my buddy from middle school, Jonathan Medina, was just the biggest 49ers fan of all time, and I never understood it. And then I watched the game with him, and it was Steve Young versus the Cardinals. And this is when the Cardinals were trash. Don't get me wrong. I think Jake Plummer was their quarterback. But, no, it might even be before that. But regardless, I mean, just this guy's accuracy was so unbelievable. He could do anything and make it seem so seamless. Perfect, beautiful. Steve Young's my three.
I'll give you mine. Somebody who I don't particularly like, who annoys the fuck out of me, Terry Bradshaw. You can't argue the numbers.
I should have made the... I didn't get to see Bradshaw play.
Fair.
So I...
Fair.
I only did people I saw.
Oh.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Well, that's why I wanted to do 10. If it was 10, we could have just done
right
all of it. But 5 is done.
Yeah, we you know, 10 was a little tough last week.
I understand.
So just to give you some numbers here. Four Super Bowls. He's won four Super Bowls.
Yeah, no.
His career record, 107-51.
Chuck Knoll Steelers were no joke. And I mean,
and he reached the playoffs 10 times in his career.
I understand that. And Terry was great. But I also think he benefited from maybe the best defense, Mean Joe Green.
No doubt.
The Steel Curtain. I mean, Franco Harris. They were some mean boys on that team.
No doubt, but I will always say, because this is the Eli argument, right, that he had great defenses around him, and you still got to put in the end zone. You still have to call the right play. You still have to execute. So for a guy to win four Super Bowls, clearly that's something special.
He does.
So
my number two is Tom Brady. And again, as a Jet fan, you got to hate me. You just have to hate me.
But you can't deny
greatness. And he's not Peyton Manning, who chokes in the playoffs all the times he got there. I don't know, Peyton Manning's won two Super Bowls, and the last Super Bowl was kind of fluky. So I understand that. But Tom Brady did it. You want to talk? Who? What running game? Kevin Falk? LeGarrette Blount? What running game did this guy have? Who's the guy who caught the ball in the Super Bowl?
Malcolm
Butler. Not even on a team anymore.
There he is.
No, he's not.
Butler?
He's not. Check it. Linda, not. Malcolm Butler. Is he on the Patriots? I didn't see him. Edelman.
No, Malcolm Butler was on defense. He had intercepted that ball.
Oh, well, check that out.
Malcolm, he's there.
Is he there?
He's there.
Okay.
Edelman?
Edelman's from great. From where? He was nothing.
He's a former quarterback.
Wes Welker, nothing.
Well, Wes Welker's proven that he wasn't because he went somewhere else.
And, I mean, who was his best wide receiver? You could say Moss had a resurrection there.
You could say that?
Deion Branch.
Come on.
Deion Branch was his best
Randy
wide receiver.
Randy Moss was insane.
Deion Branch was... There. But also, I'm not saying that Tom Brady's defense was better than Tom Brady, and I'll never say that.
Malcolm Butler is still on the
Patriots. He's still on the Patriots? Yeah, okay. Excuse me. But Tom Brady, I mean, that defense, Teddy Bruschi, Richard Seymour, Ty Law... I mean, it's nasty.
Yep.
Vinatieri first, and then Gostkowski. You need a field goal kicker to win games. I mean, they are completely built, but no quarterback in my mind is more accurate than Tom Brady. And, yeah, I'll be cheering him on when he goes into the Hall of Fame, when he goes into Canton, because you know why? Because he might be the best we've ever seen.
Because there are certain guys.
But he's not my favorite.
But there are certain guys that transcend their uniform. Right, like Jordan. When Jordan transcended,
Jordan was the best I've ever seen.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even if we're a Chicago fan, when you see greatness, you have to honor greatness.
Sure.
And if you don't, then you're not really a fan of sports.
No.
You know what I mean?
Who's your number two?
So again, like the wrestling, somebody's going to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were kind of three big names left out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Of kind of our era, our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave out your guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Peyton Manning here.
Okay.
Again, numbers, longevity of his career. Got the two championships and just a real leader of a team.
Mm-hmm.
I go Peyton Manning. I think when he went to Denver, there were a ton of questions. And I think he outplayed everybody's expectations there. You can call a second Super Bowl a fluke. The point is he got you there, and then he won it for you.
I mean, the three Super Bowls that he appeared in, let's give credit to where credit's due. He was facing Rex Grossman of the Bears.
Sure.
Then he got his clock cleaned against the Seahawks. And then he took out, who'd they play? The Seahawks again. The Panthers, I'm sorry. Yep. The Panthers.
That was a little camp.
Yeah, a little camp. And he didn't even really play well in that game.
So, your argument is that his numbers are not great.
Is he the greatest regular season quarterback I've ever seen? Probably. I can't put him in my top five.
But then I throw out the other argument that you hate. Then you got to put Eli in the conversation.
No, I don't.
Okay.
He'd be in my top.
Top 10.
No. My personal, he'd be my top 15 of all time. Okay. I don't think Eli has the arm. I don't think he has the arm.
That's negligent.
You got to be able to throw to all parts of the field at all times.
We'll do a segment on Eli one day.
Yes,
and
we
how
will.
Great he's been.
When he's dead.
Yeah.
Number one is.
I know.
A man.
We all know that one's gonna be.
We all know. We all
that's
should.
The one
know.
I left off.
We should bow down at this man's feet, for him gracing us with the 19 years.
And I couldn't wait for you to pick this. Couldn't wait because I want to hear his numbers.
Oh. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up. 71,000 yards.
Good. What's his name?
508 touchdowns. 400 interceptions.
Yeah.
Brett Favre. Your father dies. 12 hours later, you walk onto a field. You throw 450 yards and 4 touchdowns. You do things. You go to the Vikings. Your career's over, everybody. Says 41 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You're 38. You have to be carried off a field. The greatest record in sports, the Iron Man record, 296 consecutive football games. I've never in my life, and I never will see in my life, somebody with that much charisma, that much balls, the idea that you got to kill me to get me off this field. Yeah, he was a dickhead when he was on the Falcons because he knew he wasn't going to start. And the Falcons, boy, look what you could have had. But instead, you went with Jeff George.
302 games.
302 games.
508 touchdowns.
Ugh.
71,838 yards.
Ugh.
How many interceptions?
336.
508 touchdowns, 336 interceptions.
Ugh.
In 19 years, that's what, 15 interceptions a year?
Yeah.
500 touchdowns.
You're getting on Eli
yeah.
for the same exact thing.
when Eli Manning throws for 71,000 yards.
I'm not saying they're in the same conversation. And I'm
Eli Manning's had receivers.
You're a puppet.
That Eli Manning's had receivers.
You're a puppet. You use numbers when they are to your advantage.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you notice that?
I mean, but these are the greatest numbers in sports. What's his QBR? What's his QBR? Help!
86.
Oh. That's insane. It's insanity. I mean, if anyone out there, I know there are Tom Brady nut huggers all over the
world.
And
I'm one of them because he's my number one.
Of course he's your number one. It's fine. It's fine. I'll let him explain to you why he's his number one.
Let's bring up Tom Brady's numbers. Because for the most, my argument has always been a great quarterback can make anybody a better player. And Tom Brady has done that in New England. Rattle off his greatest receivers. We just, well, you know, Deion Branch
was great. Yeah, Randy Moss was great.
No, of course. But it's not like we're doing the Jordy Nelsons and the, you know, we're not Donald Driver.
Well, Jordy Nelson's good.
No. But you know what I'm saying? We're not riding off Driver. We're not. We
exactly. Favre didn't have Nelson. Favre had Donald Driver. Bum.
So he has played in 231 games, has had 444 touchdowns, and 151 interceptions.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's fine. Look at his offensive line.
His career's not over yet either. No. That's the other thing.
No, it's not.
You know?
And he also wasn't a gunslinger. He's not a gunslinger. There are no quarterbacks like Favre anymore. Maybe Derek Carr. Derek Carr's the next.
You mean gunslinger?
Yeah. There's nothing like that in the NFL right now.
I mean, the only what I admire about Brett Favre is the longevity of the career and the toughness.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta. I mean, and again, here we go, but the toughest quarterback after right now in the NFL is Eli. He stays healthy. He stays on the field. And you say it's because he's too stupid to be hurt. Not that he's actually tough, but.
Well, I mean, I would give that argument to Brett Favre, too. If you ever heard that guy talk, he's a moron, too.
Yep.
That's fine. But
and let's not forget him sending the old dick pics.
You got to get out of town.
Yeah.
Talk about Tom Brady.
QBR average right now is 97.
Right.
Okay. That's.
Okay. This year?
His career.
First career. So this year is 123.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this year is insane. Look, I he cheated also, though. So you could take, people could say he's
numerous
down
times.
The list for cheating. And I couldn't argue against that. I just don't think he is greatness personified. Week after week, you know he's going to have a great game. He just has a great game every week.
The dedication there is, you know, you can't hate him. I'm a Jet fan, too, and I can't hate him.
But I'll tell you this, Sprinkles. He will not finish his career in New England.
No.
I think he ends up going somewhere else.
No, I think he's going to – I think – while Belichick is a slimy, snaky son of a bitch, I think barring an injury, he's going to have a talk with Tom Brady and tell him, hey, listen, we're going to play you out to the end of your contract.
Belichick would trade his mother.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So, Tom Brady said, I know he may trade me someday, and I'm okay with that.
I don't think I just don't think he is going to trade him.
And
I don't.
He just saw Garoppolo.
Oh, man, that kid is good.
So, there's no reason for him not
I knew it. I knew it when I saw him.
And look, Jacoby Brissett was not awful either. He's not going to be their quarterback, but he will play in the NFL.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will.
No, he was awful.
If Mark Sanchez could play in the NFL.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Jacoby Brissett is not good.
Man, I'm winding your clock. All right, let's get to this week's predictions.
Okay.
Titans, who are 5-6, by the way. Titans at Bears. Tennessee gives 5.5.
Titiones.
Yeah, I didn't take that game, but Titans.
Jaguars at Bills.
Sorry, is Jay Cutler out?
Yeah.
He's out? Okay.
Buffalo gives 7.5.
Buffalo.
So this was my surprise pick of the week. Jaguars. I don't like the spread, and this is the week my man Blake Bortles shows up and does his work.
Okie dokie.
Bengals at Ravens. Baltimore gives 4.
I think the Ravens are going to win this game.
Yeah, I took the Ravens. The Bengals just suck.
I knew it. Told you, they're almost overhyped team in the NFL. Yeah.
Cardinals at Falcons. Atlanta gives 6.
Could be a trap game. I like Atlanta, though.
I took the Cardinals. What's the Cardinals record now?
4-5-1.
Yeah.
6-6 tie.
David Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going on that.
But Devonta Freeman, you know, he's there, too.
Yeah.
Giants at Browns. Giants have 7. Give 7.
That's all 7?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Giants.
I took the Giants. Yeah. I said this last week about the Giants. They didn't cover last week.
No.
Who'd they play?
Bears.
The Bears. Remember I said, I don't know this game. This could be. So I feel similarly about this game today. They're going to win. I'm not sure if they'll cover.
Rams at Saints. New Orleans gives 7.
I'm confused on the Rams because their defense is good, but their offense is terrible. And
is Goff starting today? What's
yeah.
the deal?
Yeah. And I'm confused on the Saints because their offense is great and their defense is terrible. I'm going to go with the Rams. I know we say Drew Brees can't lose at home, but I think he's done it once or twice this year. So I'm gonna take the Rams.
The Rams look not impressive with Jared Goff.
Here's another guy who needs to get fired. It's Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, I would take the Saints.
49ers at Dolphins. Miami gives 7.5.
Dolphins.
Took the Niners. I don't like that spread. I did. We'll see.
Chargers at Texans. San Diego gives 1.5.
San Diego's going to be good next year. I'm taking the Chargers. I think Brock Osweiler is the biggest waste of money in football.
I took the Chargers. Chargers are my super best bet of the week.
Seahawks at Buccaneers. Seattle gives 6.
The hope is that the Seattle defense steps up again. I still like Jameis Winston. The jury's out. He has great games. He has bad games. He's growing. I like Seattle.
I took Seattle. I just think I watched their game last week. Who did they play? The Packers last week?
Yeah.
That team is nasty. They're putting it together again. They are primed for a big run. Mm. Russell Wilson is healthy.
Panthers at Raiders. Oakland gives 3.5.
Raiders.
This is the game. This is the trap game.
Do you think the Panthers are going to take this?
I think the Panthers are going to take this game. I do.
I think without Josh Norman there, their secondary is among the worst in football right now. I think Derek Carr and Amari Cooper are going to exploit that. I think Latavius Murray is going to have a great game.
I think Amari Cooper is still a little banged up.
Yeah, and they have Michael Crabtree too.
Yeah, who's been good.
Yeah, it's been very good.
But I went the other way.
Okay.
Patriots at Jets. New England gives 7.5.
Man, they could be giving 75.5. I might take the Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots. I mean, is Tom Brady starting today? Is
he
it still?
Is.
He is?
So
Patriots.
They're saying that Gronk is game time. I just read that they're both playing. Let me tell you something.
Come on.
Let me tell you something.
Think the Jets are going to beat the Patriots?
I didn't say that.
But they're not going to cover the spread, the Patriots?
They're either going to cover it by 50 or they're not going to cover it at all.
I'm going to go in the in-between. They'll cover it by 20.
20?
Yeah.
And our Sunday night game, Chiefs at Broncos. Denver gives 3.5.
It's actually not a bad Sunday night game. I'm taking the Chiefs.
I took the Broncos.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Monday night?
Packers at Eagles. Philadelphia gives 4.
The Packers are in serious disarray. The Eagles are in serious disarray. I think this is going to be a very high-scoring game because both defenses kind of blow at the moment. But it's whoever can, you know, get the ball there. I think it's the Eagles.
I took the Packers. Similarly to you.
Aaron Rodgers is depressed.
I had the same line of thought.
Something going on with him.
I went Carson Wentz versus Aaron Rodgers, and I came out with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going with Carson Wentz. I think Aaron Rodgers is all fucked up this year. Okay, so we got a minute and 22.
That team is frustrating.
They are.
That's what it is.
They are.
I think personally.
He's got some real problems. We got about a minute and 15 seconds left. Manchester United and West Ham are playing right now. I don't know anything that's going on in the game. I'm recording it. Pretty good lineup today. I'm a little upset that Martial's not on the left side. Mkhitaryan, what a great Europa League game against Feyenoord. We are now going to go through in the group. All we have to do is draw against Zagreb. We'll be okay in the Europa League.
Schweinsteiger's coming out today.
He's on the bench today after being maligned by Mourinho. Martial's on his way out, I think. I think it's time that Mourinho is going to pull that trigger because he really likes Lingard on the right side.
Who's on their way out?
Martial. He's just had bad performances, but
no, does not agree with it.
But I do not agree with it. I do want Martial because I think he's a guy that really can lengthen the side. Thank you. Phil Jones has to be out of this lineup. I fucking hate Phil Jones as one of my central defenders.
Zlatan's
coming to America. I think he's going to be NYCFC. I really do. Okay, so 15 seconds left. Hey, Florence Henderson, we're going to miss you. God, you were so fucking hot in the 1960s.
Oh,
in the
God.
70s, you were very good looking.
I'd rather sleep with you.
Well, I'm open. You have a good Sunday, and remember, if Trump doesn't see it, you can do it.
You're a puppet.